And if somebody has that mindset of, I'm going to open up a PT practice one day, oh, I'll need to get all this expensive equipment and an altered G and all these TheraBands. But you're like, nah, just make it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
Minimalist.
Exactly. I made that mistake the first time. And then I walked away from it. And I had to get out of a 5-year lease and everything. And then when I went back into it about a year later, it was a room. And I was like, oh my God, you should have totally done this first. But I never saw it. See, that's the reason I'm out doing what I do now. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw it. So I couldn't even think it because it like didn't exist. I had to like share it. But I didn't look at PT places. I looked at fitness places. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I looked at the yoga teachers that were getting $100 an hour to do a private yoga class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love how people are like, nobody will, they won't pay for their whatever to stop, you know, I don't know. Then, you know, maybe you got to go. And they're not always all rich. See, that's the other thing here. Oh, no, you just have to have different price points. So like maybe you have like a $10 pain course online or something. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Like, you just have different price points. Get that good.
Mm-hmm. And show them the value of your service, right?
Show them the value. If you don't want to pay, I'm going to still have something that is of value. If you only have one way to skin that cat, then it makes it very scary, this whole economy and the insurance and
reimbursements.
I always thought of myself as like the best yoga person you could work with, the best personal training person you could work. But I learned those things. I didn't just think I'm a personal trainer and a yoga teacher because I went to physical therapy school. That's the other thing. I went to physical therapy school, so I'm awesome in personal training. Not if you really don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I sure didn't get that in my physical therapy school.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So unless you're an exercise physiologist as well, you're not an exercise physiologist. So, yep. You know, so we need to understand where, and again, that goes to, you know, what credentials are you going to get? So like my only advice to you guys is kind of think about a little bit more of that. Like what is your vision?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I do in my thing is we make a vision board. It's a very girly thing, but it works. Because I know what I'm working towards.
Yeah.
And it's not just letters, because letters look like a lot of different things, where different houses, different, same letters can look like different houses, different cars, different days at work, mm-hmm. different things in your work, different people coming into your office.
Right.
You better know that before you build it.